Pleasure. So good evening. So we're going to close out tonight in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, between tonight and tomorrow, we'll close out the halachos concerning kedushas beis haknesses. So actually, the kitzer brings down an interesting idea that's relevant. He says, obviously everything the kitzer brings down is relevant, but this is interesting. He says, kishabonin beis haknesses, when one builds a shul, tzrichin alaho ra'as tamud chacham. One must make sure to go ahead and consult a Torah scholar. How to properly build it. So what the kids are sensitizing us to is that the shul is not simply a structure, meaning everything we've seen throughout all of these halachos has been to sensitize us to the yisod that a shul, the mikdash ma'at, is a place of meeting, a place of connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And as such, even the details concerned with the construction are relevant. So it's interesting, in the Piskei Tshuvas, he quotes some of these fascinating ideas. So for example, he says Aleph, L'chatchila yemiruba bal arba defanos. He says, L'chatchila, if possible, a shul should be a square, four walls. He says, U'kishamakom dachuk yachol l'shanos suraso. But when again there's not enough space, or the dimensions don't allow for that, or the needs of the shul as such that it requires a larger footprint, then one is permitted to change that. He goes on, he says, Yehei no'a, we're not going to go through, he calls 14. We're only going to do two tonight. He says, Yehei no'a b'chein biyofi v'koma. Yosem called Bati Ashkuna. He says the shul should be more beautiful. It's interesting the wording that he uses over here. Chain and Yofi. So chain, I don't know what's a good English word for chain, charm or favor. Yofi is beauty. So what it's saying over here is that the architectural details of the shul, as well as just the aesthetics of the shul, it's an amazing statement. He said, should be more beautiful, Mikol Bati Ashkuna. Now, if you notice, by this is a relative statement. So what does this tell you? That the beauty of the shul is dependent on what?
Neighborhood.
The neighborhood. Right? So again, the more beautiful the neighborhood, then the more you have to up the ante on the shul as well. But the idea, just the understanding is that my home shouldn't be more beautiful than my beis haknesses. How could it be that the home in which I dwell in could be more beautiful than the home in which I coexist with the Ribono Shel Olam? Therefore, the shul must be more beautiful. Biyofi v'chein yofi v'koma. Koma also means height. The idea, the Gemara Masechet Megillah brings this down, that the shul ideally is supposed to be the highest structure within the community. But it's interesting, he writes in the parentheses, v'zar mod shlo la'asos ke'en migdolim u'digolim shnirim ke'en chikui shalbate avodazara. He cautions us, however, to what? To avoid, I guess, what they would call like a steeple. Right, steeple or towers, which are often the hallmark. I guess he's referring to churches. Sure, there's not just in churches. In mosques, often you see, again, there's the minaret. Right, so in other religions, ultimately, again, you have these towers. So it's interesting, the Kitzer says that although, again, those towers are also part of the aesthetic of those structures, but a shul must have a unique aesthetic that's unique ultimately to the Beis HaKnesses. So stop over Meretz Hashem. In coming evenings, we'll go over some of the other points that require forethought when building a shul. B'chanani ben Akash Omer, Ratz Chishpach Lezako, Ses Yisrael, Lepichach, Herba, Antimisa, Shnei Amar, Adonech Vitzman, Tzidko, Yagdil Torah, V'yadir.